Pope Leo expected to call for peace during first Christmas blessing. By Breitbart London on December 25, 2025. AFP, Pope Leo XIV will deliver his first Christmas blessing from St. Peter's Basilica on Thursday. After a year overshadowed by conflict, but also marked by hopes for peace in Gaza. In Bethlehem, the Christian community celebrated its first festive Christmas in more than 2 years as the occupied West Bank city emerged from the shadow of the war in Gaza. However, the Pope's call this week for a one-day global truce went unheeded in Ukraine, where fighting continued, as the Pontiff prepared to deliver his Urbi et Orbi blessing at 12 o'clock, 1100 GMT, during which popes usually speak about conflicts around the world and urge peace. Before the address, the Pope celebrated his first Christmas Mass Wednesday evening, where he described the celebration as a feast of faith, charity, and hope. He also spoke in front of St. Peter's Basilica to offer Christmas wishes and thank those who had come to follow the Mass on outdoor screens despite rainy weather. St. Peter's is very large, but unfortunately it is not large enough to receive all of you, he told the crowd of around 5,000 people. Leo will also hold another Mass on Christmas Day, renewing a tradition from the times of late Pope John Paul II, 1978-2005. Celebration in Bethlehem. Hundreds of worshippers also gathered for Mass at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem Wednesday night as the Palestinian city ushered in its first festive Christmas during the Gaza War. Throughout the conflict that began with Hamas' attack on Israel in October 2023, a somber tone had marked Christmases in the biblical birthplace of Jesus Christ. But celebrations returned Wednesday with parades and music in the West Bank city, as a fragile truce held in Gaza, where hundreds of thousands of people faced winter in makeshift tents. With pews of the Church of the Nativity filled long before midnight, many stood or sat on the floor for the traditional Mass to usher in Christmas Day. At 11:15 p.m., 2115 GMT, organ music rang out as a procession of dozens of clergymen entered, followed by Jerusalem's Latin Patriarch, Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, who blessed the crowd with signs of the cross. In his homily, Pizzaballa urged peace, hope, and rebirth, saying the Nativity story still held relevance in the turbulence of modern times. He also spoke of his visit to Gaza over the weekend, where he said suffering is still present despite the ceasefire. The wounds are deep, yet I have to say, here too, there too, their proclamation of Christmas resounds, he said. When I met them, I was struck by their strength and desire to start over. Full of joy, hundreds took part in the parade down Bethlehem's narrow Star Street on Wednesday, while a dense crowd massed in the square. Today is full of joy because we haven't been able to celebrate because of the war, said Milagros Anstis, 17. Men dressed as Santa Claus sold toffee apples and toys as families took photographs in front of a nativity scene framed by a giant star. As darkness fell, multicolored lights shone over Manger Square and a towering Christmas tree glittered next to the Church of the Nativity. The basilica dates back to the 4th century and was built on top of a grotto where Christians believe Jesus was born more than 2,000 years ago. Bethlehem residents hoped the return of Christmas festivities would breathe life back into the city. We need to get the message to the whole world, and this is the only way, said George Hanna, from the neighboring town of Beit Jala. In Syria, Christmas lights illuminated Damascus's old city despite the Christian community's fears of violence after a deadly attack in June. Around the district, home to several important churches, red baubles hung from trees, shopkeepers put up Christmas decorations, and street vendors peddled warm chestnuts. Syria deserves joy and for us to be happy, and to hope for a new future, said student Lori Sosf, 20. Somber festivities. In stark contrast to the messages of religious leaders, U.S. President Donald Trump wished a Merry Christmas to everyone, including the radical left-wing scum, referring to Democrats. Severe weather disrupted the holiday season in California, where authorities, fearing flooding, have declared a state of emergency in Los Angeles and ordered evacuations. In Australia, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese had a somber message after the deadly attack during a Hanukkah celebration at Bondi Beach on December 14. After the terror inflicted on Jewish Australia celebrating Hanukkah and Bondi Beach, we feel the weight of sorrow in our hearts.